Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It is 5 o'clock.
Cinco de Fivo with Evan and Tiki on The Fan.
All right, guys. Cinco de Fivo is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything everywhere, and by Wendy's. Try the new Pretzel Baconator today. All right, Saquon Barkley, I think we can all agree, hopefully he doesn't go to the Eagles, but he's most likely not going to be a Giant going forward. Pete Alonso might not be a Met after this season. So it got me thinking of the top five New York athletes that left New York in their prime. Now, this is guys that left for free agency, not traded. So no Keyshawn Johnson, Revis, Lenny Dykstra, Keith Van Horn. We're not talking about guys that got traded. Guys that left for free agency.
Keith Van Horn.
I like to incorporate everybody. Keith Van Horn, of course, Nick Legend. All right, here we go.
Here we go!
Number five.
Robinson Cano. Robbie seemed destined to be a lifelong Yankee. Then he got with Jay-Z, Roc Nation. The Mariners blew him away, and the rest is history, including being traded to the Mets along with Edwin Diaz.
Yeah, and it's one of those things where it felt at the time that Yankee fans were like, screw him, let him leave, he's overrated, he doesn't hustle. And I looked at it and said, you guys just lost like an elite player in his prime. You just got outbid by the Seattle Mariners. But history proved them right. Because even though Robbie had a couple of good years in Seattle, it obviously ended in disaster.
All right.
Number four.
Okay, again, this is the top five New York athletes that left New York in their prime. John Tavares. And I think without a doubt, this one is the one with the most bad blood. Like, Islander fans to this day still hate JT with a passion, this, with the dopey pajamas. And of all the teams, the Maple Leafs, like we have teams across all the major sports. Toronto, Maple Leafs. Huh. And Toronto Teak, they're like England in the World Cup. They're like the Cowboys. Everybody bands together and celebrates
the
when they get eliminated.
The problem with John Snake Tavares is the way he did it.
Yep. Right. Now think about if Saquon goes to Philly.
Yeah.
That's all. That's what I'm talking about.
It's like the same thing. Right.
But here's the difference. If Saquon goes to Philly, is he going to tweet out a picture of himself in Philadelphia Eagle pajamas and talk about how this is a dream come true? Mm. If he does that, that adds to it. And that's a part of it. JT added to his own grave.
He went to Penn State, so it's like...
Let me make this clear. Saquon Barkley was a Jets fan.
I know.
Saquon Barkley's favorite player growing up was Curtis Martin.
So maybe it's the green.
Well, it ain't easy being green.
Number three.
All right. Andy Pettitte leaves the Yankees to sign with the Astros, his hometown team. Now, I don't think he mentioned how good their school systems were, but he convinced Roger Clemens to push off retirement. Pettitte, of course, one of the best big game pitchers in the history of the Yankees, really baseball. So that was a tough day for Yankees.
They got him back, which helped, but I've always wondered this about Andy Pettitte. Now, granted, he got hurt in 2004, but let's say he resigned and maybe he doesn't get hurt. Maybe he just doesn't. He's in New York. The Yankees don't blow a 3-0 lead to the Boston Red Sox.
Right. Mm.
That is the ultimate, hey, history changes if Andy stays and stays healthy. Obviously, that's a big question. So even though it sort of worked out because he came back, and I think people sort of forget that he went to Houston for three seasons, 2004 could have been very different.
No, it's the butterfly effect, and we all know that series changed the course of history for two franchises.
Right. And by the way, if that was now, Yankees... Houston rivalry.
Oh my God!
It would be on par with Saquon going to Philly.
At that time, they're in different leagues. It was almost like the Astros. Who cares? Him and Clemens, whatever.
Number two.
All right, guys. Again, this is the top five New York athletes that left New York in their prime. So number two, Darryl Strawberry. Signs with the Dodgers. Now, this is a little before my time, a little before Evan's time, but I know people like Joe Beningo, they're still not over it. Straw was supposed to hit 500 home runs with the Mets. And, of course, to make matters worse, he ultimately ends up with Doc, with the Yankees, winning World Series. That stings to this day. Whether I don't care what age you are as a Met fan, that one hurts.
That's brutal. That was absolutely brutal. I heard Darryl recently, and I know he's probably said this before, but he said, yeah, they didn't even make me an offer. Like, basically,
the Mets.
Frank Cashman was like, wow, get the hell out of here. So, yeah, it's depressing. He also could have changed his life. Like, going back to home to L.A. was not good, and he's admitted that years later. So, it could have changed a lot, unfortunately.
And you see, there's a lot of people going back home. They say you can't go back home again. Sometimes it's not always the best decision to go back home.
Number one.
All right, here we go. Number one. Hit it, Connor.
What a night it has been for Tiki Barber. He has dominated this game from beginning to end.
December 30th, 2006, 23 carries, 234 yards, three TDs against the then Redskins. The last three years of your career, Teak, you know, were the best of your career. You pulled a George Costanza. You left on a high note.
Wow.
Yeah,
number
but I wasn't
one.
A free agent.
No, but you, in your prime, walked away. Huh. In your prime, you left New York sports.
Yeah. Huh. Well, should be honored by that, Teak.
Then they won a Super Bowl.
That's true.
But, what would happen afterwards would happen afterwards, but you were absolutely 100% in the
prime. Should he be number one on that list? Mm-hmm. You know what's different, though? We never saw what happened because he stopped playing. So it's like, I don't know. Like, I saw John Tavares.
Right.
I saw Andy Pettit for 3 years in Houston. I saw Darryl. But Tiki, it's like, who knows? Maybe he would have had like a 1,500-yard rushing year, or same, maybe he would have stunk. I don't know.
Same with Megatron. Same with
Barry.
Barry. But a couple.
It's special when you guys do that, because then we don't know if it would have ended badly. Sandy Koufax treatment. The Jim Brown treatment.
You didn't get to see me suck.
I know.
Hate to say it, Willie Mays. You know, guys like that.
Yeah. But Willie's the opposite. Yeah. He sucked, you're right. All right, there you go. Cinco de Five every day at 5 o'clock right here on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.